America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter on X at JWright929ESPN. Dennis Fuller's producer of the program for us. Glad that he is with us. My company on Monday, as he is each and every Monday on the program, head coach and director of Team Thad, of course, the Nike EYBL program here locally, on Twitter, on X, at Dream Big Herd. Norton Herd, good day, sir.
Great day, always. Great week.
Let's start by what we got coming up on the program. It is, of course, Monday, so we will overreact to the weekend, but also, in addition to it being an overreaction Monday, it's also Grizzlies Media Day. So we've had some stories, quotes, everybody's filtering in right now. So we'll discuss some media day. Ja has spoken. Zach Kleiman has spoken. Taylor Jenkins has spoken. Dez, Jaren. I think we've mostly made it through the whole car wash at this point. So we'll also get into some media days. Want to get into some football. We'll do all that. We'll overreact to start the show. Jason Munn's going to join us as he does each and every Monday on the program. We'll get his thoughts. He was at Ed Scott's media availability last week. Also, I'm not sure if the Tigers started practice last week or if it's starting this week, but it's practice is here. Like, we're close to actually seeing real basketball with this team. So I wanted to talk some Tiger basketball with him. We will get into the list during hour number two. We had Dikembe Mutombo pass away today. We also have other media days going on throughout the NBA. Also wanted to talk the Knicks-Timberwolves trade then. Normally, after that, we would get into the week that was in the NFL, but we'll get to it. I think college football is more exciting this weekend, so I wanted to talk some college football that we won't be able to get to. We'll do that. We'll tell your story, and then we will get out of here. But before we get into significant overreactions, we have Grizzlies media today, and I think at least certainly the moment that appears to be catching the most attention, Ja says this is the happiest he's been in a while, and more importantly, a happy Ja is a dangerous Ja. I think I'm paraphrasing that a little bit, but I was telling her, I don't remember if it was Tim maybe last week or whatnot. No, it was Cobb. I think it was Cobb, because I think Cobb and I were talking about the Grizzlies as we were getting ready to prepare for media days. If you would have asked me this time last year, would I be more worried about Ja Morant getting hurt or Ja Morant having another incident? While I thought the chances of an incident were lessened after the second one. I still was in the mode of, I'm not ruling that out. It's weird now. Like, maybe it's just because Ja going quiet for a year, but also I think, number one, getting his own basketball program up and running, I think that has been a good thing for him. But I think maybe also Ja finally like saw the impacts of the decisions he made, what it did to his wallet. But it's weird how I feel like I've flipped where I'm not really all that concerned about something off the floor happening to Ja Morant. My only concern is he hadn't played 65 games in a season, I think, since his rookie year. And so now, to me, it's like the biggest question for the Grizzlies is how many games do you get of Ja? Because if you get 65 or more, I feel pretty good about this team. But, you know, it's something that we've got to see.
Yeah, 65 or more, you're in great position with him.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about, that's what you got to do to even make the, that's the rule you have
to
do.
Yeah, that's the, are we doing that again this year? I think so, but yes, that is.
Yeah, I don't think they changed it with some questions about it.
That was the weird arbitrary thing they put in, but yes.
Yeah, I think, like you were saying, 65 or more, the Grizzlies, I know it's just a picture, but it's something about the first day and the vibe. That feels like the Grizzlies is going to be one of those ones. They're going to be one of those teams to be reckoned with in the Western Conference, and it started with Ja Morant. Ja Morant, I had the pleasure to seeing him personally 2 weeks ago. He came and worked out at my gym. Him and his dad gave me a call, said I need a gym about an hour and a half. And he looked good. He looked good, no body fat. He shot, you know, he's working on his shot, so his shot has got a lot more dangerous, has some good trainers in there. And
what's he doing on his shot?
Well,
is it technique? I mean, obviously the shoulder, having surgery, I would imagine, changes some things.
So what I wasn't, before we get into the technique, okay, so you know at the new Shoe 360, we have NBA course with NBA three-point line. So what I mean is if he's doing 15 a spot, you know, he might start off slow or whatever, but he was getting to the point where he going 13 for 15 per spot. You know, that's pretty big time, or 18 for 25, you know, whatever him and his trainers, they do a good job, his dad, all them, whatever they were doing, he was finishing high level, okay? He was doing situation things that were high level. His body looked good, his athletic, he looked healthy, and he did look happy. And so from that standpoint, coming into a media day with the other guys, with I'm hearing Marcus Smart is healthy, his new shoe, I think it's just a bright side of himself, and not getting into trouble, I honestly think it's just him wanting to be better and him maturing and him knowing that he have greatness in him. Because as crazy as this might sound, Jeffrey or the audience, the young guys that are coming in right now, the shoe deals are so big. It ain't like back in the day. Them losing 5, 10, 15, it actually don't hurt them. Like, I know that sound dumb, but it really, that ain't like the biggest motivation for, like, max players shoe deals.
Well, and also now I think the other big thing is that with the NBA's new TV deals, the last two have been big, massive. Contracts are now so much higher.
That's what I'm saying.
And so it's like, it's, I mean, it used to be, I mean, you would have to make all the endorsement money to make, you know, $50 million a year or whatnot. But now, I mean, everybody's getting this.
The average guy, this is crazy. If you Jeffrey, don't get hurt and play at least 10 to 12 years and you are max down 2-3 contracts. It is like, easy sounds crazy, but you have a real chance of being a billionaire. Like because you're coming in, they finna up the rookie thing. Your second deal now is $300. The next one after that finna be, bro, Nike, guys are finna have a chance to be, I mean, agents have been talking about this. I've been in meetings. Guys have a chance of being billionaires, as crazy as it sounds. And a lot of kids in college now are even having a chance with NIL to be millionaires before they leave college. So things have really, really changed. But back to Ja Morant, I just think if he's playing 65 games, Jeffrey, and he's happy and he's focused, I think the sky's the limit for the Grizzlies.
No, it's interesting you mention that because, like, I think LeBron on paper now is a billionaire.
Yeah.
And I was trying to see, like, when did LeBron start to earn even $30 million on a contract? Because, like, it's like,
yeah, recently.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's, I feel like it's been since the
Because it used to be a big deal, like what they call that mid-level. It used to be a big deal to make between 7 and 12 million. It's ninth man making it right now.
I mean, I think the mid-level exception's like 13 million.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, and that used to be like a major deal. You could make 13 million a year.
All right, I was trying to see. All right, career. I wanted career earnings. So LeBron's first year in the earned, he didn't earn $20 million until the first year back with the Cavs. Then his first year earning 30 was his last year with the Cavs. 35 with the Lakers, 37, 39, 41. I mean, that's the thing. It's like Ja's going to basically, what Ja's contract is from his second deal on, it's going to be 40 plus million every year, right?
Yeah, I think the new rookies did. You know, at one point they made their rookie cap. The TV deal, like when Thaddeus was coming in, rookie cap was $2-4 million. The new TV deal is so big. I think the top five picks are making like $14 million or something coming in a year. Like the first through the, it's somewhere up in there.
Yeah, because so Ja this year will be at 36. Although I think Ja's is tied to the salary cap also. But they have him at 36 this year, 39 next year, 42, 44.
And this is his second deal.
Yes.
Ja get two more deals.
Right. I mean, it's absolutely, if Ja were to just get this contract, that's $236.8 million. And like you said, he's going to get at least two more
and
deals.
And Ja is so remarkable. You know, Ja, because he did a freaking commercials at our gym. Like I said, he have a great team, a family, T Field and all them trainers. We're not even including, that's NBA, Nike, PS, what's the underwear called? PSD. I mean, y'all got probably about 10 endorsements.
They were pro combat when I was back when I was playing. It was Nike Pro Combat. That was the under stuff. Yeah. I mean, the thing that's interesting about this year is, and this happens, I feel like more in the NBA than it does really any other league. You really run into out of sight, out of mind. But I think for this team, that's a good thing. Like I just think that they, granted they were younger and like it's just part of it. Like you learn how to deal with certain things. But I've just always felt this team functions much better when they perceive a slight than when they're trying to front run.
And now I agree with you on that. And you are right, Jeffrey. And I don't even think Jeffrey is just in sports, but sports show you the most. You can be the best chef somewhere.
Yeah.
Let you miss a week and somebody else start liking somebody else seasoning. I mean,
and all of a sudden you're like, you're yesterday's news.
So I think that's just life. You know, I feel like John Morant is one of them. The good thing about John Morant game, he's so electrifying and he can go viral so quick. Unlike some of us, he's only one play away from getting everybody. You know, some people, it would take a whole half a year. You know, let's say you just a shooter or something to get back love. He's, you know, because it feels like the Alexanders, the Anthony Edwards, Hallenberger, those young guys, people, Jalen Brunson.
I think I'm going to start referring to Halliburton as Hallenberger forever now.
Halliburton.
I'm going to call him Hallenberger. I like that much better.
It's a little easier to say. I think we have put those guys in front of him out the 1 year. And those guys are great players, but I feel like Ja is right there with them, if not better.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know how to characterize SGA because I'm lower on him than the consensus. But at the same time, like he, you know what I mean? Like I'm probably closer to, like I did think it was insane when we started calling Anthony Edwards the next Michael Jordan during the playoffs. Like I thought that was maybe losing it a little bit. But like if you're asking me to bet on which guy would I rather pick to win a title? I think I would lean Edwards, but the problem is right now, SGA, the Thunder have the advantage of two of their best guys being on young contracts, like rookie deals. And so roster-wise, they're better. We'll get into it in the second hour with the Timberwolves trade. But the difference to me with Ja is Ja, unlike the other guys that we just mentioned, you do have the ability of when you walk in to see Ja Morant play, I think there's a greater chance of seeing something you've never seen or something that makes you go, wow, than any of the other ones. And the other ones are great players too, but there's just something about, there is the like the special moment category, and I feel like Ja has that in the way that the others don't.
You know what? You broke that down, lovely, and Luka also, he's young like them too. People don't realize because he's really good. SGA should have been an MVP last year. So my true number one team, it never happened where the number one team, a guy that's averaging that much in the best league, because, you know, the West was, I would say, better than the East outside of a
certainly deeper. It's always this weird thing of, I think the West has more good teams, but right now, who do you feel comfortable saying, I want to go to war in a 7-game series with Boston right now? Like, to me, that's kind of the hard part was, I felt like Boston was so clearly better than everyone else, but there's no question the West has a much deeper, much, much tougher. I mean, there's only really what? Utah's not good, and they're not trying to be good. Portland's not good. And even a team like the Spurs, who weren't good, they still have this freak.
And
you know what I mean? Like, he could be, he may change basketball. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know. Like, there, maybe that's hyperbolic, but it's like, there, we haven't seen many 7-6 guys that can do what he can do. So we have to leave room for maybe.
For sure. So when you say excitement level, like you said, Jeffrey, you know, I have never seen, like you say, most days in the NBA, it will be nobody more exciting than Ja Morant. Now, this is where I'm going to shift on this, Eddie. And Ja Morant, my boy, but I got another boy, too. I'm going to say it's a tie when it comes to excitement level with him and Anthony Edwards. Let me tell you why. I've been watching Anthony Edwards since he was 15. So what I do when I'm about to play a game later that night, Jeff, I go scout. So I'm going years ago, I'm scouting. We play Atlanta Express tonight. They best player is Anthony Edwards. You know, I think I'm about to see a little kid. And this kid jumped from the free throw line like twice. I'm like, who is this?
Yeah.
And so, when Memphis played Georgia and he came here and played against Easton Penn, everybody was in Memphis was down on him. I'm like, no, I'm telling y'all, he might have had a bit. This guy is good. You know, people was getting mad because they were like, oh, Wiseman should go number one before him. It's not close. I'm like, it's harder than you think. This is a really good kid. He could have went to Duke and Kentucky and took the easy route out. He stayed home. He picked the lower team. He got double teamed a lot. And so I say that just to say, I don't think it was Ja leaving as much as hurting as how exciting and how much work that the Anthony Edwards and the Halliburgers and the, you got me saying
that shit,
and the SGA and the Lucas did. I think he's just as good, if not better than them all. But I do think him and Anthony Edwards is my dream backcourt for the next USA thing in L.A.
And I think that's likely to happen. I mean, to me, the only way that doesn't really happen, like, I think what we're going to find out very quickly is if Ja's on the floor, he's going to be back, and he's just going to get attention again. And I just think, I think he's that good of a player. And to me, the real big encouragement is, if this is true and that he has expanded the three-point shooting, and if he can become, I mean, that's the thing. It's not like you need him to be like a 40%. Like, you don't need him to be a sharp shooter, but if he can just be league average from three, somewhere around 37%, well, all of a sudden this team gets even harder and harder to defend, because now you're taking away what has been basically everyone's strategy come crunch time. Pack the paint, don't let him get inside, and dare him to shoot a three. And now he can make you pay from that. Well, now that just opens up all the spacing in the world, and all of a sudden, they're not having to force the issue going into the paint.
Yeah, and think about what you just said, Jeffrey. I don't think you realize how impressive that is, what you just said. Guys are saying pack the paint on a guy that's 6'2".
Yes.
At one point, this man had the most paint scoring at some point I had looked at in the year he was healthy. And I hadn't seen that happen since Allen Iverson. Now, in a funny, creative way, Tony Parker used to have some years like this. And he probably can't even dunk, but that was just how good the Spurs were. But to have a guy
how unbelievable he was at handling the ball.
Smart.
He could keep it on a string. And I mean, I just feel like when you think about Tony Parker's career, you just close your eyes and you see the image of him just like knifing through three defenders and like this reverse layup that feels like there was no way that it was ever going in, but it went in.
All the time. So like I say, if he expand that three and keep people honest, like you said, and I think he had times that he could, if we really think back, you got to understand what this is his, what year?
So this will be year number six.
Six. But it feels like he kind of ain't played a year and a half if you add up all the days and injuries. So Most people who come to the NBA, even the greats like Mike, I'm not comparing them, it took a few years for people to get their shots together. I remember Jason Kidd, it felt like he didn't start shooting threes to like his 12th year, and he started becoming a...
No, I mean, that was the joke. It was Ace and Kidd, because he ain't got no J.
Yeah, yeah. And as he got older, you don't remember his last, like, 3-4 years he was with the Nets, and you're like, where is this coming from?
No, I mean, that was always, to me, that was... Now, he kind of became the... Anytime you had a player that struggled shooting, you would always use the, well, Jason Kidd learned to be a better shooter. It's like, okay, but there's a lot of people that didn't learn to be a better shooter. Like, there's a reason why we can remember Jason Kidd, but you're 100% right. But to me, it's like, if indeed that is the case, well, then now all of a sudden John Morant becomes MVP candidate.
For sure.
Because he's going to be probably outside top 10. Right? I mean, I think even now, despite the fact that you're right, we haven't really seen... We got 9 games from him last year, but really, like, Ja hasn't played a big-time game since the playoffs of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, I do think, like, to me, like, that is the most interesting aspect of the Grizzlies. And then I think, secondarily, I guess you got to say what Edie looks like, because it's almost like the injuries have kind of answered the... For a while, there was going to be, what was the rotation going to be? But we now, at this point, we know it's going to be Ja, Dez, Marcus, Jaren, and likely Edie.
Yeah.
And so then you're starting now to, okay, your next guys off the bench are going to be Santi, Kennard, I guess Pippen
a little bit.
Laravia.
Because Gigi out, right?
Gigi's out, and now Vince is out.
Vince out, too?
Vince has a stress fracture. Not a stress fracture, a stress incident or something. So Vince is going to miss probably a month.
Hold on,
at least.
Say that again. Not a stress.
So it's not a stress fracture, but they called it like a stress incident or something.
A stress incident.
Correct.
Okay, like a man being stressed out?
No, like it. So instead of it being like a hairline fracture, it's some type of injury. Instead of it, it's like, what is a grade below a stress fracture?
Oh, okay.
What they're calling it. So it's not... A fracture. Clearly, I'm not a doctor, but that's so he's out for at least a month.
Okay.
And they asked him today, and he was pressed. And he basically said he's missing the start of the season. So you're gonna have Gigi probably out till December ish, and so that means to me now the guys that you're probably they said today Scotty's gonna have an opportunity to earn the roster spot. So that would mean you convert his two way to a main roster deal, and then. I mean, I think at this point now, it's going to be the guys that are going to get the chances are Laravia, I think probably Conchar, Cam Spencer also turned an ankle. Like, that's there are a lot of Grizzlies fans out there that are already panicking about the injuries. Like, Cam Spencer, I think, was, like, going for, like, a run and turned his ankle, and he's going to miss some time. But, I mean, I think that is kind of the other issue with this team. It's like, okay... The injuries that we've seen, is it bad luck or are they starting to show like this team can be injury prone? Like that's a real question. I tend to believe it's bad luck.
Yeah.
But if you're at a situation where every single year you're just talking about injuries, it's like, well, why do we just keep doing this?
Yeah, I hope it is bad breaks, Jeffrey, because if you think about it, you have injury teams, but they're more older teams. We're kind of a younger team. So I hope that you know, these guys are not catching the prone this early, and they, you know. Now, granted, basketball is a harder contact sport than people realize, and it is a lot of wear and tear on your body, the amount of time and training they do these. Even though they're putting more things in, implementing more things that they say, you know, take stuff off your ankles, and it takes stuff off of a certain...
Your joints, for sure, yeah.
But it's going to be some wear and tear. You know, you're using your body... Half of America, we're sitting on our butt like now. And so when you're running
half.
Yeah, you're probably 85%.
Yeah, same.
So when you're doing, and then basketball is so much of a fast pace, people don't realize with the higher scoring and stuff. And football, even though it's more tougher, you're still getting 30 seconds between each play. And then you have some guys outside of Travis
Hunter. And everybody's slowing the pace down now.
Yeah. Outside of Travis Hunter, you have people play offense, you have people play defense, you have people play special teams. In basketball, you're really, people don't realize this, you're turn around, turn back around. So hopefully It's just something we get over early on. But the thing I want to add with Ja Morant too, three-pointer or not, is certain guys, if you have a coach and you've been around, you ain't even got a coach, you've been around Jeffrey, that is so special. When they're on the court, it makes everybody else better. I feel like Jaren and even Jaren, an all-star on his own, but I'm going to be real with you. A lot of guys without the Ja Morant swagger at one point last year, maybe it's just me, it wasn't the same.
Totally
like,
agree.
You get what I'm saying? I can't even explain.
Like, just think about it. As soon as we saw him in the New Orleans game, you're like, oh, this is a different team. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just essentially added one player. Now, he's their best player, and he's a great player. But everybody else that was on the floor had been playing, and that team looked like literally one of the worst teams in the NBA. Like, they went to Portland and split. And Portland was god-awful. And, like, it wasn't a fluke. It was like they played two pretty even games. One team got one, the other team got the other. But it's like as soon as Ja came onto the floor, you're like, oh, yeah. No, I'm wholeheartedly agree with you.
Yeah, so and so that's my thing is even though outside of the three-point shot, I think that's important. I just feel like I think Desmond shoots it better when he's on the court. I think Triple J plays so much. I think his energy and his persona and just the way he's flying over the court, I feel like it's just different when Ja Morant. I think they feel like this is our leader. This is our security. And everybody's just better at that point. And so even without the three, which he would need by playoff, I feel like the team would still be a lot better with him just being on the court, decor, or anything.
Well, I definitely think, to your point about Jaren, he was asked to carry so much of the load offensively that I do think it took away from the defensive end to a certain degree. And I also think, though, that it could be a good thing because there's going to be moments where I think you're going to need Jaren to create offensively. And the fact that he had to do it so much last year, I think that could be something else to add to the arsenal. The one thing that I'm curious to see is I don't love when Dez has to play the point. And I get why they do it because there's only so many minutes and you want to get your best players on the floor. Like, I get it. But I just don't think, I think this is why it's big for Scottie, because if Scottie Pippen can really be a second point guard, I just think that it's so much harder for Dez to be the elite shooter that he is when he has to start with the ball. Like, because he's not getting to your point, like with Ja, like he gets way more open looks with Ja. If you've got somebody that can actually create and get him more shots, I think that makes him even more lethal.
Agreed. Like you said, Scottie, to me, early on with everybody being hurt, is more important than most would think. You know,
yeah,
it ain't got nothing to do with his dad. The free opportunities he have gotten, I'm actually a big Scottie guy. I think he got a little something there to help contribute. I just do.
The thing that surprised me, and I don't know why it did, because I watched him at Vanderbilt, but he's more athletic than I thought. And because, like, coming in, I was like, all right, he felt more like a two guard that his size made him become a point guard. But when we got to see the extended looks with him, so the 10 plus games where he played a ton for the Grizzlies, and then the summer, you realize he sees the floor really well. Like, he really can be a point guard. It's not just, okay, he's undersized, so he's got to play point guard. He can play the point. And then I thought, athletically, I was very surprised at how well he can defend, because I think he's a much better athlete. I think he's a good athlete. Mm-hmm. Like, this is to the certain degree. Like, they're all NBA guys. They're all great athletes. Like, even the guys that you think are not great athletes are still great athletes. But on the level of comparing him to other NBA guys, I thought his athleticism has shown a lot more.
I'm with you. And, Jeffrey, this is not a knock because the new coach at Vanderbilt been really good since he got the job, reaching out to me. Love Jerry. But in some institutions, and I'm not going to recruit, they're great with academics. It's not, if certain programs, it's hard to fully, because
for
I know
sure.
What you're talking about. He didn't get no highlights. It was looking, you know, he looked like a decent player that was
helping. He looked like a very good player that was, he looked like the guy that you'd be like, that guy, if he stayed for 4 years, could set the NCAA record book on fire.
Yeah.
But like, you didn't sit there and go, that guy's going to have a 10-year NBA career. And again, does this mean that what we've seen through 10 games in a meaningless season and summer league, that he's going to have a 10-year career, 10-plus year career? No, but I think that is much more in the realm of possibility than it was, you know, 8 months ago.
Agreed. I like Scotty, and I think early on with everyone being hurt, and I think they should give him the opportunity and give him a roster spot. Now, I don't know how teams think. Sometimes they want to hold.
They basically said today, so with Derek retiring, they had an open roster spot to begin with, but Derek's retiring also allowed them to take the money that would have counted for Derek against the cap. Basically, what they said today is Scotty's got a chance to earn that spot, and they would convert him to a real contract. Which is what I think he's earned at this point.
I do too.
It's been quick, but like it does go to show, even in a season like last year that felt so meaningless, simply because you didn't have Ja, you had all these injuries, everything that you had tried to put into place, the bringing of Marcus Smart, like everything that you were really trying to test and see if this is how we make a better team, well, it was completely gone. But you still had the opportunity where Gigi got a ton of run. You had the opportunity to identify Scottie Pippen as a guy that you liked, and you end up keeping him around. And now you've got the availability to maybe make him into a backup point guard, because that's the other thing. It's like, if Ja isn't going to play 65 games, well, one thing that you clearly saw, this team missed a Tyus Jones type. Mm-hmm. A guy that if Ja, he's not Ja Morant. We're not saying that. I'm not even, but if Ja's out, you got a guy that can run the show. And I think Scottie, at least at this point, has shown that is very much a realistic possibility for him.
No, for sure. You're hitting on it. You know who else is going to be really good with Ja? Because he was injured a lot too last year, and he's probably going to play some. I think they will put him at point before Dez too, is Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I think he's going to be a big factor with, because he has played on elite teams like this at Boston, and he kind of knows how to play with star players and how to when to step up when he needs to, and mentorship too. So I think Marcus Smart would be really big. And outside of Pippen, like you say, it's not ideal to put Desmond at point, but I think you would go Marcus Smart before Desmond Baines, because he has been a point guard a lot of his life. NBA, he's kind of becoming, moving over a little bit, but if like Oklahoma State in early times in the NBA, he was a point guard too.
All right, we'll wrap here because we got to get to Munz. If the bulk of their minutes are going to come from Ja, Dez, Marcus, Edie, and Jaren. So let's say those are the five guys that end up playing the most. And I guess with Edie, who knows? But let's just say that's the collection that plays the most. How worried are you about perimeter defense? Because that is a very small perimeter.
Somewhat worried. I would like to, you know, stuff like that, I would like to see like 10 meaningful games first.
For sure. You don't.
I think Baines and Smart, though, are very tough, though. And I think they play a little, especially Smart, play bigger than they are. And if Edie and Jaren back there, I like to see, because talking to NBA players, I would always call them and be like, let's name a team that, oh, how is Utah 17-3 right now? And they always tell me, they say, calm down. They say, with veterans, we kind of the first 2-3 weeks, we kind of just.
It's a long season.
Yeah, we kind of just. They say
saving our energy.
Yeah, seeing who in a minute. Then Utah, 10-game losing streak. Okay, I get it. So I would like to see a few games.
No, I think that's more than fair. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Jason Munz is going to join the program, but also want to let you know the program is brought to you by our good friends over at Birdies, Memphis's number one spot for virtual golf. They have 3 golf simulators as well as a virtual putting course, but maybe you're not into golf, but you're thinking about a group activity. Maybe you want to get in a house. You can do karaoke on Simulator 2. So they've opened it up as a karaoke bar option as well. Of course, with Saturdays and Sundays being occupied by a ton of football, you can also go and play on the simulators and have your favorite game with the sound on. Also, Birdies has a great TV selection, full bar, full menu. So it makes for a great spot to just hang out and watch the games if that's what you want to do as well. Don't forget about their membership options. For $100 a month, you'll get 10 hours on the simulators. Normal hourly rates are about $40. It can vary based on availability and whatnot, but huge discount there. Also, 20% off food and merch. You'll also get 20% off if you exceed the 10 hours. So if you want to go back and get even more on the simulators, you can get 20% off if you are indeed a member. Your fees for league play, tournament play, and events is waived as well. Also, check out their merch. Great merch options. I was on my friend's post-game show on Saturday sporting my Birdies gear, so go check it out as well. GolfAtBirdies.com. GolfAtBirdies.com. We come back months next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Jason Munns is, of course, the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Also, you can hear all the Commercial Appeal's Tiger Athletic podcast, producing and handling that as well, on Twitter, on X, at Munsley. Munns, what are we listening to?
Jeffrey, this is the great, the future's so bright, I gotta wear shades, by Timbuk3. If you recall, it's one of the scenes from Tommy Boy where they're on the road trying to sell their breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's that's where it takes me, is Tommy Boy.
I do also love the scene when they have the Carpenters, when they can't where they're arguing over what they want to listen to, and they both begrudgingly admit to listen to them. That's fine. I don't want to change unless you do. The Carpenters.
How about the Spanish language, also where they start singing the Spanish language song? I swear, I think I know every lyric to that song, and I speak some Spanish, but I have worn that movie out.
I also love just the where the movie came about. It's Spade and Farley, like Lorne Michaels just seeing them in the office, like Jack, you know, just joking around. He's like, okay, I'm going to go put them together and have them – hammer this out. So always a classic when it's in the rotation. Were you at Media Days, by the way?
Yes, sir. Still am.
Oh my gosh! All right, what's been the highlights? Because it feels like we're in that sweet spot of Media Days where I feel like it's like content overload and like you're having to sift through it. So in your mind, what have been the most noteworthy things we've seen?
Well, all right. So you had Desmond Bain saying that Derrick Rose is going to stick around Memphis. Is planning to stick around Memphis post retirement, or Derrick, you know, now he's going to stick around Memphis. So there's that. You had Brandon Clark when he was asked what it's like to guard Zach Edey. He simply said it's like guarding a giant. He didn't like go into. It's hard. You know, just me retelling it. It's one of those things where he kind of had to be there and hear.
Sure.
The way he said it, he didn't say this out loud, but I think when he meant giant, he meant like Jack and the Beanstalk type giant.
Yes.
So, and I'm sure that's what it's like, but so you had that, then you had, what else was there? You had, Ja Morant, going full third person and saying that a happy Ja Morant is a scary Ja Morant or a happy Ja is a scary Ja. That's the way he said it. For a lot of people, and thought that was good. You had Zach Kleiman basically, you know, talking about how, you know, really the biggest goal was to surround the core three with the best possible supporting cast that it can, and feels like they've accomplished that. Yeah, and like he went kind of out of his way quite a few times to, you know, talk about how the pieces that they have accumulated and put together, the pieces that they've accumulated over the last 4 or 5 years, they haven't ever put them really together all at the same time at once, and how they feel like this season is going to be the first time, you know, with Ja and Jaren and Desmond and Marcus Smart and Luke Kennard and Brandon Clark, and you know, with the injuries and the suspensions and everything, it's kind of messed up the last 2 years. So very much looking forward to he is and everybody else is to getting that all put together and on the court. The coherent whole is the way that's like the label that he put on the collective mission is playing with the coherent whole for the first time really ever. Obviously you got to throw Zach Edey into that mix too. It was really it was an interesting day.
Have we gotten has Taylor Jenkins tipped his hand for like what the corporate buzzword will be this year?
You know what, if he I didn't really feel like he did that.
Okay.
I will say he did talk about the three P's.
Ooh.
Pace, possession, golly, and now I'm caught off guard. I can't remember the third one, but it's pace, possession, and something else.
Patience? No, that would go against practice.
Poise. I'm sorry. I'm letting you down. No, none of those sounded familiar. But it's something about three P's. Pace, possession, and something else.
By the way, I have good news for you. Your Braves had a 3-0.
No, don't wait.
No, it's good news. You
it
taped it?
Well, I know, I'm following along. I know. It's
yeah, the bases were loaded. The bases were loaded, and you just had a bases clearing double. They lead 7-6, so they're three outs away.
Oh, Jeffrey.
It turned
like DeMichael was melting down a few minutes
ago. Oh no, it was dark. And Diaz can't find the strike zone. That's been the key.
Well, I knew they were up 3-0. And then I watched him. He's got the game cast pulled up, and I'm kind of like watching out of the corner of my eyes. I'm typing up the Zach Edey story, and I see it gets, you know, and he's melting down, and I'm like, well, at least they held it to 6-3. And he's like, yeah, six earned runs. Anyway, no, I was acutely dialed in there until the wheels came off. But you're telling me the wheels are back on.
The wheels are back on.
Okay.
They lead 7-6.
They lead 7-6, so they just got to get three outs, and this bad boy's rolling on.
Who had the bases?
Albies.
Man, he had a 2-run bomb earlier in the game.
Yeah, I think he's responsible at least for 5 of the 7 runs.
Very nice.
So, and he's still standing at second base. So that's the update. The Braves lead 7-6. If they win, they are for sure in the wild card. If they win, I also presume that means if they win, there's no way you send out Chris Sale, right?
No. If you win this game, you send out Whit Merrifield, or you send out
Johnny Holstaff. Who cares?
No, you put Adam Duvall. I'm talking about position players.
Yeah, that is just whatever you can do to just get through the game, because that does not matter. So the Mets would need to win to secure the spot. If they were to lose both, then the Diamondbacks would be the final wild card team. So there's your baseball update. Wanted to switch back to the Tigers a little bit. You were there, was it Thursday with Ed Scott?
It was Thursday, yep.
So Thursday with Ed Scott. I think y'all had him for about 25, 26 minutes, and just kind of explaining the decision. I guess, like, on the one hand, I knew there were some great calls for him to speak, and I was like, man, what is there to say? Like, in the end, like, it was a bad deal. Like, they didn't do the deal, whatnot. I kind of sided with everyone that said that he should talk. I came away feeling better, and I felt like he did a good job explaining the decision and also not making it feel quite as depressing. I think maybe you and I have talked about it a little bit, but it's like one of the things that has actually kind of not sat well with me and frustrated me the whole time is I just feel like the Pac-12, and in particular Washington State and Arizona State, or in Washington State and Oregon State, they basically didn't want to share their money. And like that's why where we are, and like they've been playing with all these fan bases, whatnot. But I did think he did a pretty good job of even articulating just how not only was it not a financial move, like it was just a bad deal. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that listen, Ed Scott is really, really good at communicating. he is a wonderfully talented and skilled communicator, and really, anytime you have a chance, or anybody has a chance to—I'm talking about in the media—has a chance to talk to him or put a microphone in front of him, they should do it, because he just has a knack for being able to make people understand things, and I thought that was he did a wonderful job of, as you said, articulating just how, he didn't use this term, but like it sounds like by the way he described it, that the offer was laughable, that you know, nobody in their right mind would have accepted whatever the proposal was, and there are only certain parts of the offer from the Pac-12 that we know of for sure. He confirmed that, you know, they were only going to pay about 10% of the $25 million exit fee that the American would have, commanded if Memphis were to try and get out in under 2 years, in under 24 months. So he didn't really get into too many other specifics, but you know, he talked about the TV deal being unknown. He talked about the travel being atrocious. He talked about various other things. But I think that what he did was more than anything, honestly, it wasn't just about explaining the rationale for the decision. It was more about just standing up in front of everybody and you know, I guess, not being held accountable, but being visible and being audible. You know what I mean? Like so many athletic directors and so many administrators don't do that enough. It was just a really, really refreshing thing for him to do, because even though we kind of already knew what he was going to say, or at least we had a general idea, it was just the It was just the you know, doing it. It was just the gesture that was that I thought was really that meant a lot.
I think the other thing that was that at least I was asked, and I don't know how you feel about it. The Pac-12 thing just feels like it's just so up in arms and whatnot, or and up in the air. If they ever circled back around and made a better offer, do you think that Memphis to the Pac-12 is a dead issue?
I do not think it is a dead issue. I mean, like I asked Ed myself last Thursday, you know, is if they were to come back to you and reengage, would you be open to it? Would you be open to revisiting, you know, getting out of the American and going to the Pac-12? And he said yes. He said he's always open to whatever pitches anybody wants to make. And I believe him. I believe that if the Pac-12 were to get their, you know, affairs in order and not come to Memphis with basically what it sounds like amounted to an insulting offer, that Memphis would absolutely listen. I do not think that, I mean, and this is what Ed said. This is not a no forever. This was a no to this offer. I believe he called it, he said, this was not a binary decision is the way he explained it. And so, yeah, I think if that were to unfold that way, if the Pac-12 said, all right, we heard you, we hear you loud and clear. You know, we're sorry. We're sorry that we insulted your sensibilities. We need you a lot more than you need us. We understand that. And here is what we're prepared to do. I think Memphis would certainly listen. And if the offer was good enough, I think Memphis would take it. But I'm skeptical that any of that is going to happen.
All right. And then what is the basketball team's actual schedule? Because I saw highlights going around this weekend. I was like, they haven't started practice, right? Did I miss that?
No, they did. Yeah, they started practice last week. They had that, they call it happy hour hoops, which is like, it's a thing where they invite the Memphis Rebounders club out to, in most years past, since I've been on the beat, they invite the media. But this year and last year, they had it was closed to the media. So we weren't able to be there. But they started practice last week. They obviously host. The men's team hosts North Carolina on October 15th at 6 o'clock. And then the women's team will right after that host South Carolina, both exhibition games. I actually talked to Don Staley last week and got a story up at commercialappeal.com about the women's exhibition. But then October 28th, the men go to Alabama for a big exhibition game. And then they open the season November 4th here in Memphis against Missouri.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it. Thank you for taking some time out from Media Day.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeffrey.
That, of course, is Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer, but he is down at the FedEx Forum for Media Day for the Grizzlies. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into the list. We haven't even gotten into the big weekend of football. We'll update you on what is essentially like a play-in game for the NL wildcard. It's a rescheduling of last week's games that were impacted. We've had yet again another update, so we'll keep you up to date on everything going on out in suburban Atlanta as well as from the world of football. We'll do all that next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.